State Board of Equalization. So I was trying to get some answers from them on, is anybody coming? And the reason why I was not getting an answer is because Ralph Davies retired, and I didn't know that until a couple months ago. Yeah, he was the one guy I always showed up. So Rick gave me a call, and he showed up, and I was very happy to get that call. And this is just all, you know, off the record and casual, and just we just kind of want to know, because we're so linked to State Board of Equalization. You know, so much of what we do and why we do it and how we do it is from them. So just wanted to kind of get an update on what you guys are doing. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, as was mentioned, I'm not Ralph Davies. I'm not going to use all my time up here. I'm not prematurely gray. We've started processing boundary changes. I am the unofficial acting manager of Tax Area Services. When Ralph left us, he left with 6 months of leave, and that has delayed filling his position by 6 months. We're moving forward with that. And how that affects you folks is, I hear a lot about the AH-215. It needs to be updated. Well, it was updated in 2010. That's that. There will not be an update that is on the schedule for the 215, because we're producing a new handbook, the 216, which is going to be specific to the digital mapping world. The problem and the delay with this is it's been taken out of the BOE's hands and is coming from the state GIO's office and being coordinated with all the state agencies that use GIS, and everybody gets some input.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you see where this is going.
Yeah.
It's moving at the speed of government. It has, however, been moved up to my chief's agenda. He's forewarned me I'll be dragged into meetings twice next week regarding this. I wish I had a sample of something to show you of what's been done so far. But when I pulled that folder out of Ralph's desk, it was absolutely empty. There was nothing in there. I have nothing so far other than what this committee that has been formed is putting together. What I'm going to bring to that committee is your folks' recommendations of where you're at with your data, what fields you're using, and all I can do is hope to get those included in the next set of standards. Most of you used to get the updates from me 5 times a year on a DVD for boundary changes and maps and change notices. In the last few years, as you notice, it's been down to 2, then only 1. That was due to cost. It was just costing us a small fortune to produce those discs and mail them out. I have somewhat set up a web page. It should be live December 1st. And all of you will be able to access your change notices and maps as we complete them. And it will be right there. And when I get that official address, I'll send everybody out an email with the link to it.
When you say change notices, are we talking about map change?
No, sir. As well? No. Boundary changes.
TRA changes.
Yeah, TRA changes.
When will that go online?
December 1st.
No, not that part of it. That is part of my unit also, and we're hoping that they will be able to piggyback onto this website that I have finally gotten a hold of. It's a different unit. Somebody else will be dropping that information on there, but it should come soon because it is part of the piggyback operation for my page. You'll also receive at least one DVD in February with what we've processed so far. And then the web page will be live and you'll get a final disc this year also. I would encourage everybody to start using that web page as much as possible. It's planned to be updated at a minimum of once a week, as well as I'm told I can drop anything on there at any time should you call me or something you need. Yes?
Do you have the web address?
Not yet. No, it will be a .ca.gov address under the BOE. That was part of the holdup, is it was originally funded to use a private server, and then we ran into all kind of confidentiality issues. So that is what one of the delays why we took an extra year, and we have to have it on a government-approved server at OTEC.
And so if we need to follow, we can follow with you directly? And what would be your contact information?
Not getting my direct information. Actually, we prefer to be contacted through email at tass@boe.ca.gov. And I prefer that route because there's six analysts that all monitor that site or that web address, email address.
Can you say it again?
tass@boe.ca.gov.
What does that stand for?
Tax Area Services Section. And that way, if you're not relying on me to be in the office, there is six people monitoring that, and somebody will get back to you right away.
Could you give us the link when you have it ready?
As soon as it comes up.
Just anybody who
I'm on the mailing list for this group, and okay, I'll certainly post it through that or to the webmaster. Yeah, I wish I'd had it for today, but it hasn't been officially released to me. I've seen it. I've seen it in a test environment. And the main part of why I'm here today is to tell you we know the need for the 216. It hasn't died with Ralph's retirement. Unfortunately, I have nothing to present to you today. That's it, folks. Any more questions? Yeah.
I just wanted to say, actually, the email he just gave you and his information will both be in the directory.
Oh, come on.
You're the one that told me to do it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes. Railroad maps? You used to get them. Is there somewhere? Maybe I just don't know where to get them. It's a weird question, but.
I sit right next to the fella.
Okay.
His name is Colin. And
I know Colin. Okay.
Yeah. Any requests for anything railroad related that accidentally comes to me, I throw over the wall to him.
Is any of that in GIS or is it all?
None of it.
None.
Not a bit. And a lot of that we haven't even had scanned in because we don't maintain those maps. They're provided to us. And that's not in my area, so I don't know how they go about doing that.
We have a little bitch fest about certain cities that don't want to even think about, oh, this parcel's in this tax rate area and this parcel's in this one. And they want to do boundary line modifications and they don't even care. And so they go ahead and just record a document, you know, like a certificate of compliance. And it's crossing tax rate area lines and we're the ones that take the heat for it. And we have nobody to complain to. You know, you talk to the engineer and he like holds a meeting with the assessor and he's like wondering why we're being so blockade-ish. Well, hello, there's rules. We can't do this. And then it's always coming down, well, it's us that's the problem.
Well, that's time to complain to him.
Because it went wrong when somebody went ahead and moved those, made a decision that those parcels would be joined.
And like the Enloe Hospital thing with some of the parcels were RDA and in different tax rate areas and oh my God, we just got so much heat for that whole thing. So we ended up, and the hospital had already expanded like right on over the boundary line and okay, whatever. You know, it's like how many times did it bang your head on the wall before you just say, whatever.
It all sends back to the preliminary investigation of that day. I don't know to say, tax rate area was there first.
City of Chico has their own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, no tax deposits before they record a document, and then it's like, okay, here's a recorded document that I'm compelled to deal with, but you haven't paid your taxes in advance, and if I kill off that parent parcel, gee, those taxes become unsecured, and they don't care. So, you know, we're kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard spot, and I certainly have no teeth, and my assessor doesn't really care.
That's
you know,
too bad.
Who do we complain to?
Who's, It wouldn't do any good to complain to me because I can't move that.
I have your business card in my desk.
All I would be able to do is, if, say you pass those complaints along to me, all I could do is show them the route back through that loop to do and change their district, to do a jurisdictional boundary change.
Okay.
That's all I could do for them. Anyone else?
Have you ever heard, I mean, has anybody ever tried to make it a portion, basically state law to say, no, you can't do a boundary change without going through, you know, and having it looked at by WAFCO or something like that?
Not that I'm aware of, but it certainly should be included because that's would solve the problem.
We tell people that all the time. Well, you're going to have to go through WAFCO first. What? It's going to cost you.
Yeah, but that's what they're there for.
And so then it's like they find some nice...
Isn't that already state law?
...underworked engineer that's willing to go ahead and draw up a deed or a map and, okay, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. Yes, to do the boundary change for the district, it is. But for them to do a parcel adjustment underneath my TRA line is not.
Oh.
That's why we have to go through LAFCO. If they want that legally joined, we need to move that TRA line. They have to go through LAFCO and file with me. Yes?
Hey, have you set up any concepts yet of how you're planning on sort of farming us for information for the new
I think most of you were also contacted last year with the letter from Ralph about the digital land record inventory. Anybody know about that?
No.
Well, that letter's coming again, only it'll probably have my name on it this year. And along with that will be a questionnaire that will be turned over to the state group under the GIO's command. Yes?
You may have answered this already. I'm not sure I could hear everything, but is there any plan of taking the tax rate area detail maps and putting them in CAD or GIS?
Yes.
There is.
Yes.
What percentage of the state is done? Because we're still receiving hours in PDF format.
What county are you?
Santa Clara.
Well, there you go. Yes. 49 of the counties are done. I do send that out in a DWG layer. It's not a shape file. Everything you need to turn it into GIS is on the disk.
Okay.
You're not one of those counties.
Right.
There's six of you that aren't even on my radar to be digitized. And that stems back to me being told there's lawsuits, don't deal with them. We need to update our existing stuff and don't proceed with those till all the lawsuits are handled. The Sierra Club issue over base maps, that's one of the big holdups for us. That should be determined in the, Emilio probably knows, that should be determined in the next month or so, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So that may free me up to move forward with the last 6-7 counties. As to take your question a step farther, though, I have a dream. And the whole detail concept of the SBE details should go away. There's nobody in this room that remembers partial prints. We would send those out. Well, maybe Randy.
Yeah.
We'll be sending out a county-wide file with all the changes in it, not just PDF details. There's a plan, it's in the future. I couldn't even begin to tell you when it will come about, though. Yes, shapefiles and polygons for every TRA boundary will be there.
I love the new maps. God, when I started in mapping and I get that CD and it's like, oh my God, everything is so blurry and the lines were like right over the street name and it's like, how about some?
I had to learn too.
But the new ones are fabulous. They're nice and crisp and clear, and
well,
they're really easy to work with.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon.
I'm pleased.
There are still some really bad areas, and I'm aware of that. I'm trying to update as fast as we can. As everybody else mentioned, you lost staff. I used to have 14 people in our unit. We have 9. No outlook on replacing them. The only good news is our workload is down, and I'm hoping to get all the information out to you folks much sooner this year.
Yes, sir. Any possibility of doing further consolidations?
Of course.
Consolidations?
Of course. I love them. Send me an email to TAS@BOE.
Yeah.
What areas you're looking into, and yeah, whoever the analyst is assigned, they'll run a lookalike list. We'll put it out there and see what we can do.
Sir?
Doesn't it the whole county?
No, sir. No, please don't. Riverside. Riverside's killing me right now. In a good way. We're getting rid of so many numbers and areas. That's wonderful. Unfortunately, I have one staff member who's dedicated nothing but Riverside's consolidations. Anything else? Woo! Thank you, everyone.